Okay, we come to the closing aspect of our meeting. And this is the point where I want to bring forward and recognize the very substantial number of people that came together to make this event happen. And it really is a substantial number of people, and I know that not all of them are here at the moment, but just to give you all a sense of how many people and from so many different perspectives and organizations it's taken to bring this together today and what can happen when we all come together. I'm going to ask these folks to come up on stage and be recognized. Some of them have been invisible to you throughout the day, and I'd like to make them explicitly visible. So on site logistics, Liza Fritchie, Alex Budera, and Nicole Kimmelary from the Smithsonian. You ladies come forward, please. And Kelsey Brantley from the NISC Secretariat. Come on, Liza. And if you all will stay up here while we get the rest of the gang. On Smithsonian AV, can you guys hear me? Damian Gessner, Willie Prost, Jared Acosta, and Natalie Woods. Come on. They're still in the back. A number of these folks aren't here with us today, but they've played a very substantial job in helping us prepare for the meeting. They are also active right now in distributing a press release for the meeting. And that is our communications team. From the Smithsonian Institution, the team has been John Gibbons and Becky Haberacker. Of Island Conservation, Heath Packard. And we also have had Hannah Sawyer and Layla Walsh of the Laura and John Arnold Foundation, and Jason Kirky of the NISC Secretariat team, all of them playing a substantial role behind the scenes. For today's operations team, in addition to our site logistics group, Susan Pasco, the Aquatic Nuisance Species Task Force, also one of our partner organizations for the event, Sarah Veach, our new program manager for the NISC Secretariat, Josette Burjost. Josette will be joining us on Monday as the new policy analyst for the NISC Secretariat. I'd like to invite all the facilitators, moderators, and speakers up who don't necessarily need any further introduction, but just a sense of opportunity to thank you once again. And then there was a planning committee. We have brought this meeting together in what, 2 months? A little over 2 months? We've been thinking about it for a while, but it only really truly locked in as a possibility about 2 months ago. So these folks, the planning committee, has done a very substantial job in a very short amount of time to help solicit ideas for the program, bring the program together, use their extensive network of connections to bring people into the conversation who would not normally even consider showing up in an invasive species conversation space. So deep, deep gratitude to these folks. Scott Miller and Will Pitt of the Smithsonian Institution, Mike Stebbins of the Laura and John Arnold Foundation, Alex Deegan and Barbara Martinez of Conservation X Labs, Carl Campbell of Island Conservation, Ann Bartuska, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and come on, Fabian Larrey of the White House Office of Science and Technology Policy, standing in the doorway talking on his phone. As of next week, Fabian will be the new Assistant Director for Interdepartmental Coordination for the National Invasive Species Secretariat, we're excited about him joining us. And Stosh Bergeal, and again, Jason Kirky of the NISC Secretariat. It's quite a substantial team. And finally, this meeting would not have been possible at all if it weren't for our funder. I want to reiterate gratitude on behalf of all of us and the Smithsonian Institution and to Mike Stebbins personally for the financial support that the Laura and John Arnold Foundation made as a gift to the Smithsonian Institution to make all of this possible.